Survivor's Corner, G-Flex, CKUT, 90.3 FM. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Et c'est ça sur CKUT, 90.3 FM avec mon ami G-Flex. Dans le coin de COV, rejoignez-nous. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ajale o, ajale na machi.
Don't forget that, because that's really not the goal. The goal is not to be successful and famous. That's not the goal. The goal is, if you have a specific God-given ability, is to live your life out through that. One. And two, you have a responsibility to push the con. Don't forget that, because that's really not the goal. The goal is not to be successful and famous. That's not the goal. The goal is, if you have a specific God-given ability, is to live your life out through that.
Right.
One. And two, we have a responsibility to push the conversation forward until we're all equal. Until we're all equal in this place, because until everyone's free, no one's free. And that's just that's just the fact.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the morning before show.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKUT 93 FM.
Yes, 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 Montreal, my city, 7:01 in the morning. I've waited all week for this joy, baby. We got to celebrate Tay-Z this morning. We got to celebrate Hova this morning. I got to lead you into the garden. Lambo in the building. Sales in the building. Montreal, my city, let's get up, baby. You know how we do things. DJ Manny, let's go.
Federico Fellini in the flesh. Sergio Cecchini inside his mesh. Bitch, I've been bracking since the 80s. Google me, baby, you crazy. 89 in London pulling Benz. Type it in, Google's your friend, bruh. 14-year drug dealer and still counting. Who deserves the medal of freedom is my accountant. He been hula hooping through loopholes, working round shit. IRS should have had the townhouses surrounded. Thanks to the lawyers, I marbled the foyer. I tore the floor up, yeah, that's for the koi fish. We been dining on oysters. I walked through the garage, it's like multiple choices. I told him pull a Royce up, I'm getting ghosts. I'm hearing noises, I think it's the boys, but I've been banking the Deutsche. We got storefronts, we got employee stubs. We've been opening studios and 40-40s up. The paper trail is gorgeous. Cases, we bury some before reasonable doubt drop. The jury hung. Bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, 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 bling. I've never seen a worker rock so many jewels.
Montreal, I need y'all to walk with me this morning. What is the best Jay-Z verse? What's it God did on Khaled? What's it Grammy family? Let me run you through some of my favorites. Let's go.
I've never seen a worker rock so many jewels. I've never seen a runner with so many cars. Y'all couldn't stop me. You're not as tough as you say you are. My advice is just don't be too nice to niggas. Just set the price so niggas and live your life, my nigga. Once upon a time in the projects, Sean was in flight mode, I bought a Pyrex. I was in fight mode, oh now it's photo, oh, now it's
photo.
It's got too hot, so I jumped off in this rap shit.
Yeah.
You got a crisscross, ain't no turning me backwards.
Too much.
Too many district attorneys concerned with the actions. For one individual, he's criminally attached.
Yeah.
I turned in all my ratchets, I'm earning my backstrips. By dating all the models and actresses. I'm learning all the potholes.
He's trying to get himself some Lambo, I tell you, boy.
Try not to mess up my axis, kid. On the road to the
tell the truth, Lambo, man. You be chilling with Hov and PD and them. You be at the Hampton Park.
Happening. Rock around. I'm the young black Ralph Lauren.
Ah.
Every time I get out, they pull me right back in.
No more.
We was praising Billboard, but we were young.
I see him.
Now I look at Billboard like, is you dumb?
Lambo do Billboard.
To this day, Grandma afraid what I might say.
Let's go deeper.
They gonna have to kill me, Grandmama. I'm not their slave.
Montreal, let's do this.
We was praising Billboard, but we were young.
What is the best whole verse?
Now I look at Billboard like, is you dumb?
Number one morning show in the country.
To this day, Grandma afraid what I might say.
This is Billboard music.
They gonna have to kill me, Grandmama. I'm not their slave.
Hey.
Check out the bazaar.
I see you.
Rapping style used by me. The HOV, look at my hair free. Carefree. Niggas ain't nair free. Enjoy your chains. What's your employer name with the hairpiece? I survived a hood, can't no shaitan rob me.
Uptown.
My account's so good, I'm practically living tax-free.
I see you, yay.
That's me. Sold drugs, got away, scot-free. That's a C-C-E, copy. All y'all, let it go.
Yeah.
No disrespecting hoes.
Yeah.
Get some stout drop. Let the million make it so.
I gotta be the first dude ever to play the Jay-Z big commission on FM radio. We just different. Yo, big up the Murders Triborough, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Uptown DG, Burgundy, Moya, North, Saint Michel. I see you. That's Naheem Shirt. And we can't forget the West Island. Vodlar, let's go.
You wanna rump with me? Slump you uncomfortably. Put your back where your stomach should be. I'm dangerous when tempted.
Best left alone.
Believe the gun got Tourette's
syndrome.
Beretta sounds like threat when it's thrown. You're headed for a cold place, young and transformed.
Good morning. Montreal, my city. I know a lot of you parents are happy the kids are back to school, but then the bus drivers want to go on strike. They couldn't go on strike virtually, I guess not.
Murder for capital.
DJ Maddie, Weezy, Lambo, the morning detour. It's a beautiful morning. It's kind of brisky. Summer's done, baby.
Lord forgive him. He got them dark forces in him. But he also got a righteous cause for sending them a murder me. So I gotta murder them first. Emergency. Doctors performing procedures. Jesus. I ain't trying to be facetious. But vengeance is mindset. The Lord, you said it better than all. Leave niggas on death's door. Breathing on
respirators.
Killing my best ball haters. On permanent hot haters. As I skate in the Maybach Benz. Flyed in some non-lathan. Bumping brown sugar by D'Angelo. And lost.
Because it's water drown my family. Where's Frank Ocean at? Where is Frank Ocean at? Is this the best Jay-Z verse? I love when Jay-Z is in it. He's in his holy bag. He's walking on water. Frank Ocean. Talk to me, ho. It's the best of whole verses this morning. We leading up to it. We coming with the calendar. We coming. Let's go.
Me and Tata's like Pablo and Papa.
Yeah.
Me and Tata's like Pablo and Papa.
Super.
Me and Tata's, me and Tata's like.
This is the mighty CKT 94.3 FM. DJ Maddie. Lambo. Billboard Music.
Winding up roads on mopeds, spilling opus. Welcome to the magnum opus. The Magna Carta. The best son of the Dakota.
Yeah.
On a holiday playing strange fruit. When we make it to a Billy, I can't take the same route.
Can't take the same route, sales.
That's the sound of the border. Whoosh, next sound of a bottle. When I'm in OV, my back against the rope. The black made back, I'm back inside the boat.
Yeah.
Shepherd's Ferry, they finally gave me some hope.
I told you we on Friday.
Can't believe they got a nigga to vote. Yeah.
Well,
in these times, well, at least to me, it's a lot of rappers out there trying
better,
to sound
man.
Like Jay-Z.
The more detour.
Here's what
nothing
you
but culture this Friday. The best of whole
you
verses.
You got a couple of beans and you don't have a clue.
No clue.
The situation is bleak. I'ma keep it real, cause fucking with me, you gotta drop a meal. Cause if you're gonna cop something,
you gotta cop it for real. Label, talk to them.
You walk like it, from the bridge to the booth. I can predict the future like Cleo the psychic. You can't date skills and wipe it.
Nah.
And you can't sell me bullshit. We know the prices.
We know the prices.
I'm gonna give my chain back. Gotta be the same
oh
day
boy.
I the
oh
game
boy.
Back.
Oh boy.
Questions all yo, where Dame at?
Where Dame at? Yeah.
Bring out rain back. What's up with you and Jay, man? Are y'all okay, man?
Yep. I got it from here. Yay, damn. The chain remains. The gang is intact. The name is mine. I'll take blame for that. The pressure's on, but guess who ain't gonna crack? Pardon me, I had to laugh at that. How could you falter when you're the rock with your balls? I had to get off the boat.
It's like a walk on water.
This ain't no tall order, this is nothing to me. Difficult takes a day, impossible takes a week.
That's one of the toughest lines. Impossible takes a week. See, everybody trying to write their verses, don't want to put it on paper, nothing like that. They said he did the blueprint in a week. It's a, you know, it's a hip-hop myth, though.
That might
oh, boy.
I might not stop. Pick cap. 76 floors. You can
arguably
call me
the
Doc
best Jay-Z verse. Grammy family. 9 years ago. Flex. Let's go.
76 floors. You can call. Whatever.
I 97 Jay-Z. You know
say
what it
when.
Is.
Say when. Inspired by Bosky, I'm a chariot of fire. Everybody took shots at my body up, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Build me up, break me down to build me up again. He like Hov, he need your back, so kill your ass again. Hov got blow, though he's no big in Pac, but he's close. I'm posed to when they got me fighting goals.
Man, just too much, man. Just too much for the...
So they night you, they gone good night you with. That's only half if they like you. They ain't even the half what they might do. Don't believe me, ask Michael. See Martin, see Malcolm. You see Biggie, see Pac, see success in his outcome. See Jesus, see Judas. See Caesar, see Brutus. See success is like suicide. Suicide, it's a suicide. If you succeed, prepare to be crucified. Media medals, they can sue you, you settle. Every step you take, they remind you.
Oh, yeah. They'll let you know you get them still.
Bobby Brown,
you black, though.
Bobby, then you gotta be
Bobby now.
Now the question is to have had a loss better than not having a... Man. Turn that up.
Yo!
Turn up for me.
Hot 97, you heard? You know what it is, folks. Yeah. Flex
Jay-Z. Montreal this morning. We're playing the best whole verses. You know, we got to lead into it. Boy, Khaled, man. You know, some people say Khaled just tossed these artists together. He got in the boot. You know, he was getting kind of lackluster. But this last one, it's like, did Jay-Z get Rick Ross's and Lil Wayne's verse early? What? The dude went 4 minutes on a feature. What's wrong with him? I thought Ov was old. I thought Ov was retired. I thought the jersey was in the rafters. And then he's going to do a verse and break down the whole thing. How many people come from the tree? I want to come from the tree, too. Oh, boy. This is Hov did, man. We don't rename the songs. Not even God did anymore. This one's Hov did. This is off the new DJ Khaled, man. You know, there's Ross and Lil Wayne on this, but we ain't gonna feature that, man. DJ, man, let's jump into it, man.
Please don't forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the Billy until Hov did. How many billionaires can come from Hov Crib? Hov did. Please don't forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the Billy until Hov did. How many billionaires can come from Hov Crib? I count three, me, A, and Re. Bronze and Rock Boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed in stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the Forbes, can you believe this guy? Then we said, fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judge it how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push your 50 like fit and all. The shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the 03. We let y'all do the Zazas. OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahama. That's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours was a great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life. I'm now careful with the sentences. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. With those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow we're outfox every box to try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloke in them from London. Harrow Road, Western Inn. I have you speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world is. Cold world is.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Montreal. Good morning, Montreal.
Good morning.
7:14 in the morning. It's another beautiful Friday. It's kind of brisk. Fall season is upon us.
Stop it.
There is so much to talk about this morning. But let me start with the featured introduction. She is the featured presentation. She is the Nigerian princess. She is Lambo. The doors only go up. You might have to plug in. I'm waiting for the Lamborghini smart car. When is that coming out? Lambo, good morning. How you doing this morning, Queen?
I'm good. I'm just not liking the fact that it's not summer anymore. I like the sun. I like the heat. I don't like this cold weather. I'm not built for this.
I know you want me to tell you, like, I can only give you so much days a year to wear your flagrant swimsuits. Woosa! We'll be releasing just now eco-sustainable swimsuits brought to you by Lambo herself. Woosa! So, yeah, we have a lot of to talk about this morning.
A lot.
I mean, I don't know what you want. You know what? Let me start here because it's in my heart. Okay. And I'm going to get to the Hove. I'm going to get to the Ballarama playing basketball. Shout out to everybody listening, watching us on YouTube and on Facebook, Detour 514. We got an amazing show. We got superstar international celebrity DJs, Young Chow, Noah Power, interview exclusive on the show.
Yes.
From introspections into DJing, from come-ups, entrepreneurship. And then we got to some filthy questions. Let me tell you something. You've never seen Young Chow and Noah Power like this before. Great interview brought to you by myself from Lambo. And we also have artist Shantae Vertrees. Shout out to my boy Freddie Frames. So she's coming up around a little bit after 8 o'clock.
Nice.
We have a Woosa giveaway.
Yes,
8 o'clock.
We do.
So what are you thinking about doing? What are we giving away, Mom?
Well, I'm going to be very generous. I'm going to give two gift certificates for $200 each.
Boy, let me tell you this morning. We're doing trick questions this morning.
Yeah, we are.
We love the games. We're going to make this an institution. Every week, we're going to do at least 10 minutes of games and giveaways. The number is 514-448-4013. I got to make it go up on the stream yard there in a minute when I go cut the commercial. But this is the show.
Yeah,
this is the show.
We're going to do it every week.
There's a lot of dismay. But let me open up here.
Go ahead.
So now for years, typically, two, three times a year, these polls come out. You know, and then, you know, Kenyans across country rate their favorite province, right? Yep. So the Leger poll came out, and Quebec is now ranked, once again, Kenya's least favorite province outside their own.
Mm-hmm.
Now, typically, I jump on the bandwagon, and I say, yes, you know, we got horrible politicians leading us. Our roads is a mess, our infrastructure, the way we treat teachers is crazy. And on top of that, the way we treat Aboriginal people is horrible. Now, my job at the hospital, now they're forcing me to take Aboriginal sensitivity video for an hour and a half, but I am a visible minority.
Yeah.
So you're basically making me watch a video to learn how to treat myself properly, but I is him.
Yeah, exactly.
Because some white people treated, RIP, I forgot her full name, but I know her name was Joyce.
Yeah, Joyce.
The Aboriginal lady that, you know, they mistreated at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So because a few white people mistreated the woman and she died, which is horrible, now everybody has to do a sensitivity training. And I wanted to push back, Lambo.
No, we have to push back.
But let me go deeper now. So, Quebec, once again, least favorite province. Enough is enough, guys. Enough is enough. You know, I know Toronto, you guys got the 6-6. Let's be honest. Outside of Toronto and Montreal, outside of Toronto and Ontario and Quebec, do we know any other... Who's the prime minister of Nova Scotia? Nobody knows. Who's the prime minister of Saskatchewan? Nobody knows. It's Ford and Legault. Everybody knows. So I'm starting to think, is there a little bit of jealousy towards Quebec? I know we get most of the money from the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've been trying. We're like that angry cousin that just wants we come over for family dinner, but we want to leave as soon as we get there, trying to separate every 2 minutes. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
We got the best nightlife in the country.
Yeah, we do.
We got the best mixture
restaurants.
Of women.
Best restaurants, because that's what we're known for.
Don't let me fool your belly in Montreal. I could take you by the seashore. I could take you by the old port. We could take you to Saint-Sauveur by the mountains.
Every single food blogger that I know, they always tell me, they're like, I'm a foodie. So I'm like, Montreal is definitely a food spot. Toronto, I'm like, yeah.
We ain't got love for Quebec. And now I get it. I know. Blacks are only 10% in this province, but I believe there's a lot of white people that are at large. I believe there's a lot of white people that enjoy, they come to our party, they go to our restaurants.
Yep.
You tell me Canada ain't got love for Quebec? Enough is enough. Enough is enough, man. Enough that we got the best urban morning show in the country.
That's right.
Poutine is the best commodity you can have in Quebec. What's better than, besides the seafood in Nova Scotia, what is better than poutine in Quebec?
Nothing.
Better than poutine in Canada?
Canada, yeah.
Mm-mm, nobody even knows what is going on in Saskatchewan, Vancouver, Manitoba.
Mm-mm.
I think there's another one too. There's another province somewhere in there. See, you're not even memorable. I think there's more. I'm tired of us being the butt of the jokes. Sometimes I think to myself, is it jealousy, Lambo?
You know why we're the butt of the jokes? It's because of Legault. That's why we're the butt of the jokes. Because I'm gonna say it. He's a clown.
He wants to give you incentives now to vote for him. He's now, I know a lot of y'all listen to the show are black. So I know off the top, a lot of y'all don't really watch what's really going on in the news. But some of the politicians, some of the cattle, some of the, you know, their bases are being vandalized.
Yeah.
At Rancho. What's going on, Lambo? You know, what's going on this thing? Is this Chicago? Is this Boston? What kind of politics? What kind of election are we on October 3rd? We have an election happening. I feel like we need to talk about this.
I'm going to do air quotes an election because some of the candidates, just saying.
Okay, let me not stay here too long. But talking about candidates, I don't know if you guys saw the video of Balarama playing ball.
Yes.
Now let me open up here. I didn't think he was going to make that basket. I apologize. I'm trying not to say the N-word because some people felt it's offensive. So I'm trying to say because I'm trying to get some more sponsors. So I'm trying to get away from it a little bit. But when Balarama hit you with that 180 spin with the layup, though.
With the legs going like.
I didn't say it. She said it.
I did. Listen.
Friend of the show.
I played ball.
Let me turn you up a little bit.
He's a friend of the show prior to me being here. But
what does that mean? Anyways, forget it. I'm just going to say, I want to see Balarama versus Tory Lanez 1-on-1. I want to see Balarama versus Tory Lanez 1-on-1. I want to see. I know why Lama's looking at me. She's unimpressed. I want to see Balarama versus Tory Lanez 1-on-1 hosted by myself and 6-at-6.
Yeah.
Okay, so who would win between Balarama and Tory Lanez? Tory Lanez is kind of wassy on the court.
He
still
is, but I have more faith in Tory.
I feel like certain black guys, you know, I feel like black guys, you know, are kind of typecast into all, like, you know, this stereotype that we all are good at basketball. Mm. And then when you're not, you kind of look at like you're a lesser black guy.
Then don't do it. Try and do a 3-point shot. Try and do something else instead of what I saw. But anyways, things that I'm seeing even in politics with the candidates. So.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. I wish the younger folk was just as informed as the younger folks in the States. I wish we were just as informed as they. I don't know who to vote for. They keep telling me, listen, we'll keep making jokes. Fuck it. So the other day, I'm at work, and I see the video of Balarama making coffee. I said, God damn, I love
I just rolled my eyes.
I said, I love me a political promo video. I wish that was my side job, where I just made marketing videos for politicians. I'll get so shady. I got so shady.
First of all, before we continue, just express the views and opinions.
Let me do a disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed by Weezy Moon Chase and Lambo is solely that of them, does not reflect upon McGill University or the CKT radio station. Oh, boy, good
now
stuff
I
this
can
morning.
Speak freely.
Well, okay,
so,
we're
going to talk about politics. And you brought up Balarama. Most of you may have known or not known, I was supposed to be one of the candidates, okay, for now what is called Bloc Montréal.
I don't like your politics already.
Okay. Where I have a problem, because let me tell you something, I am very well versed in politics. Mm. I have a best friend that her father was a politician in Argentina. So I grew up understanding not just the politics and where I live, but about world politics. It was very important for me to learn these things because it does affect us. When something happens in the United States or other parts of the world, it affects Canada. So, where my issue is, I have two issues, okay? The first issue is Balarama is trying to charge people $5 entry fee, people who live off the island of Montreal, like myself, who lives off the island of Montreal, because Darcy McGee ends by, I believe it's Saint-Anne de Bellevue, okay? Shout out to Joel de Bellefeuille, because he's the only candidate that I like.
This is the extra $500,000 to the city, though.
Yeah, but to the city on whose backs?
No. I'm not fighting you.
Pimp everybody out there.
I don't understand how the $5 works. I think a lot of us that live in the city would love to live where you live in Pancor. So I know there's a little bit of jealousy in there as well, but Balarama can afford to live in Pancor as well.
There's that. But I have another issue.
It's called a congestion fee.
Yeah, congestion. Congestion my ass, okay?
Lambo,
don't hate on us because we live where
Lambo,
we live.
We
don't
are
hate.
In an election cycle. We cannot sway the voters, Lambo.
This is the thing.
So it's $5 every time.
Every time you want to come into the city, like he's trying to treat it like it's New Jersey, New York. Okay.
No.
There is no tunnel. There's nothing. There's a little Gallipo bridge. Okay, that separates us that I can walk across.
I know. I totally feel you. I see the extra $500,000, and I when I saw that, you know, I asked myself, I'm like, could we not recoup this money somewhere else without putting? Because we already have the highest taxes in the country. Mm-hmm. Can we not get this $5 somewhere else? Can we not better allocate some of our money? You know, for example, how we treat our roads. Can we not do that a little bit better?
Do you know where we can get the money from? That stupid ring they put downtown with the Iron Man that's in downtown. Okay,
so
they put $14 million into that.
So we put $14 million into the ring, $30 million into the lights on the side of the John Chapeau Bridge, which I didn't know that we needed. But, you know, okay. I thought we had enough pride and stuff in the city. There wasn't even a vote. When they spend taxpayer dollars on these things to boast up the province and the city, they don't even consult with us.
No.
That ring is crazy. Lama, I think you like the ring a little bit. Do you take pictures by the ring?
No, I didn't. I will never.
You know people take pictures by the ring, right?
I will never. I'm not a buffoon, okay? Now we're going to continue with just this last thing on politics, okay?
Yeah,
because it's very important. October the 3rd, it dictates the leadership, okay? And a lot of the time in the black community, we don't talk about it enough that we need to go out and vote. We don't educate our children the importance of voting. Oh, it's okay. My vote doesn't matter. Every vote matters, especially now, because Legault, as you know, I'm not a fan of Legault because the lack of what he did for domestic violence, mental health, and now he's just trying to give people extra money. My problem is that since we did bring up Balarama and his candidates, Bloc Montréal, my issue is I was supposed to be a candidate, okay? And I pulled away, okay? Mm. And the reason why I pulled away is that when I don't resonate with something or someone, I have to speak up. I'm very real. The problem is for me is that we need to look at all of the candidates and really think clearly about who we're voting for. We can't just go based on race and because, he's one of the homeboys. No, because anybody in a political race that is in a provincial election that is choosing to only deal with the island of Montreal, do you know that's what his statement was? That he's only focused in a provincial election on the island of Montreal in a provincial. This is not a municipal election. So my question is, what is his real ulterior motive of being a politician? Is it really for the people? Because to me, somebody who's been dedicating her life for 10 years for the people, it doesn't feel like that to me. But nonetheless, there are candidates, because even though if he doesn't win his riding, there are other candidates that should be in their riding, just like Joël de Bellefeuille. Mm-hmm. He is about the community. He's about making change, especially in the black community with the Red Coalition.
Yeah.
You should vote for him in his riding because he deserves to win his riding. There are other candidates the Balarama has. Personally, for me, the leader, the political leader saying that we're not going to focus, it's not a municipal election. What's next after this?
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take it a step further. Balarama, you ever come to the show, man? Well, we got some questions.
He's a candidate for NDG. Where is he?
You know, shout out to DG Kicks. The show's brought to you live by DG Kicks.
Where is he?
If you're looking for some sneakers, some electronic cars, you want TVs, whatever you want, DG Kicks is your store. DGKicks.com, at DG Kicks on IG. Balarama, come on now. We got some questions.
The
election's in a couple weeks.
I got a lot of questions.
this is starting to feel like Larry King Live. I love me some Larry King. I should get some suspenders. let's jump into some hot topics. A lot of things is bubbling. It's a very interesting time to be black, I must say. So Nigeria bans the use of foreign models and voiceovers for local adverts.
Yes.
So the move is motivated by the federal government's interest in developing local talent, inclusive economic growth, and growing the West African country's advertisement industry. So listen, there's over 200 million beautiful Nigerians. You know what I mean? Now, when this first came out, I saw, like that guy Chris, he's the big anti-vaxxer guy, and oh my gosh! They're banning white people.
That's not what they said.
There's a whole bunch of white people in Nigeria. Relax, bro. That's not the point. I hate when people only go with the hot takes. You have to read the stuff. Like, am I the only person that reads the articles, the news clippings? They're just trying to promote local talent. We do that here, too, the CRTC in Canada. Yeah.
They need to do that because in Africa, listen, a lot of people are using foreign models, and Nigeria is filled with beautiful models that are getting booked and signed in other countries.
So let me get the official from the council, the Advertising Regulatory Council of Nigeria, the ARCON. Yep. Let me get their official statement. The official statement states, all advertising, and marketing communications materials targeted or exposed on the Nigerian advertising space are to use only Nigerian models and voiceover artists. Mm-hmm. So if you're Nigerian and you're white, you're going to be up on there.
Exactly.
So that was Chris talking about.
But you know, I'm going to blow everybody's mind. You remember Agent Smith from Matrix?
Yeah.
Hugo, I forgot his last name. Don't quote me on it. You know he was born in Nigeria?
You're a liar.
Go Google it.
You're
go
a liar. Agent Smith. Yeah, he was one of us.
There.
I knew. See? Yeah. You saw the hate in him. You knew he had a little bit of
no, but that's where he was born.
A little bit of man's them in
but
him.
he was brought up in London. So I had this conversation with a friend of mine, and she's like, we were talking about it. I'm like, people don't realize I lived in Nigeria. There's a lot of Asian people that live in Nigeria, especially in Lagos, and there's a lot of white people that live there.
I would love to eat some fufu rice from an Asian woman born in Nigeria.
But listen, they know how to do it.
Wouldn't that be something, boy? So the order takes effect on October 1st, and the Nigerian government has given a leeway for all ongoing campaigns to keep running until the end of their terms. Now, this is not the first country to do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an affront against white people. They're just trying to promote local talent. I think that we do it here as well.
They didn't say anything about banning white models. They literally said foreign.
But I love how some of these North American like personalities are, you know, I can't even call, you know, just people with platforms and they have a whole bunch of people to follow them. I love what they were quick to say, oh my gosh, they're trying to ban white people. And like, you guys are so looking for a reason to be like, oh, black people are racist against white people.
They are. That's all I'm seeing, because it's white people that are saying.
But you guys own the system. So like, what does it say? So like, you guys want to be victims and oppressors at the same time?
Mm.
It's a confusing dichotomy in this world, I tell you. Mm. But let's go deeper. So I don't know if y'all caught this. A black firefighter claimed he was forced by his supervisor to attend a racist party. Like, you know what I mean? Since my thing, Labo. If you don't like black people, I've said numerous times on the show, if you don't like black people, it's cool. Just give us a whole bunch of leave alone. Yeah. I'm a big on leave alone.
Yeah.
If you don't like people, it's cool. You and your white friends want to have your little racist parties. You want to say the N-word and go crazy. That's your prerogative. This idea that y'all want to keep throwing it in our face.
Mm-hmm.
This is a real life get out, right? So a black firefighter in upstate New York alleges, and this is upstate New York, it's not down south,
mm-hmm.
it's not the Bible Belt, it's not the West Coast, it's right here next door to us.
Mm-hmm.
Upstate New York alleges a commanding officer pressured him to attend a private party in July that contained racist imagery. So Gerard Jones, a 14-year veteran of the Rochester Fire Department, filed a notice of claim on August 11th saying the private party occurred in Rochester at a Rochester home in one of the city's wealthiest communities. So Jones said he was led to believe he was attending a community event and was immediately uneasy as he arrived at the party where he noticed a large cutout of former President Donald Trump. Let me tell you something. I'm black and I go to a private party anywhere in the States and I see Trump. you have to order that though, Lambo.
You
have a Trump cutout. Like, okay, you guys are really down with them. As well as two large Juneteenth flags with buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken prominently displayed, according to the filing. They really love to associate this fried chicken with us, huh?
It's all good.
So you know what? Sell us Kentucky then.
Yeah.
If you guys keep saying black people and fried chicken were synonymous, we have the rights to fried chicken.
There you go.
Give us all the rights to fried chicken. Every time you buy fried chicken, black people should get a cut.
Fried chicken and watermelon. That's it. I said.
I don't even like watermelon. I'm black.
I love watermelon. Okay? And I don't care. We're going to get that's us.
I don't like anything I can eat that gives me extra work once I bite into it. Like, why are there seeds? Why couldn't there be seeds? Like, I feel like God is so mixy, you know. Why can God make a watermelon without seeds? So that's crazy. So the firefighter went to this. So he's filing a claim now. Imagine that. And on top of it, the chief told him to keep his uniform on. Like, what kind of Jim Crow ish is this?
No, see, this. I know a lot of firefighters in the States. When I was in the military in South Carolina, I was around a lot of the firefighters as well in the military base. Shout out to Charleston, South Carolina. And I saw, like, these things happen. If they'll take out that one black or BIPOC person.
Yeah, we like
and
you.
Try to.
Yeah, we like
especially,
you.
Look, 14-year veteran. What are they trying to prove? Like, leave him alone. Of course he's going to show up. And he was uncomfortable because his job was probably at stake.
Yeah, I thought you were speaking. I thought you were doing some community work. Let's go in deeper. Mm. So police officers caught texting about killing black people. You know, Chris Rock has a famous skit. He has this joke when he talks about there's certain jobs in the world you can't be bad at. Mm-hmm. There's certain jobs in the world they cannot be bad apple. Doctors being one of them.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't be a bad apple doctor, right? Mm. Your job is to save lives. And another profession is police work.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, there are bad police. So, you know, there are bad police, bad apples within the police force. But you think to yourself, that is a profession. You kind of have to be kind of like virtuous. You know, you kind of have to have a good soul, I would think.
Yeah.
Obviously, that is not the case in the society we live in. So,
unfortunately,
in California, at least 15 police officers have been caught texting about killing black people. So the racist message came to light during an investigation into the killing of 23-year-old Christopher DeAndre Mitchell by two officers. Say a group of police, including the ones who shot him, were discussing the incident over text. The messages showed racial and homophobic slurs and conversations about slaughtering black people, including children. Hmm. These are police officers. Lambo, you're telling me when I go to the police academy, I don't have to do like an emotional test. I don't have to do a psychological assessment, evaluation, where on the spectrum am I really mentally? How do I view people in society that don't look and come from places I come from? There isn't this such test for police officers? I don't know. I've been telling you I want to go to the police academy.
Well, I heard about the police academy, and one of the things that I brought up, you know, was it during the pandemic, we're talking about body cams should be installed on every single police officer here in Quebec. they need to have, I was saying, they need to have some kind of psychological evaluations to see what is your bias towards BIPOC people, what is your bias towards certain communities and certain individuals. And I don't think they go in that deep. They only go in that deep when an officer has either gone through some form of trauma or, you know, when he does or she does shoot someone or something happens, then they start questioning it. But when you're in the police academy stage, there should be. You study psychology, and you know this, you know, that this is very important, that we have to see who we're giving a gun and a badge to and all this control.
Yeah, let's see where you at. So nearly all of the officers involved are still employed by the police department.
Yeah, of course they are.
So this follows increased police brutality against minority groups in America. Like, people keep telling me, yo, you would think after the George Floyd, they would have got, like, a mess. Like, you know what, you know, let's just chill.
They don't care. Yeah, they don't care. They came out acting like they care, but they really don't care.
You good, Sales? Oh, man. Boy, I saw this one. This is late breaking news last night. This one kind of hurt my feelings, man, because these are two people I love, man. They make me laugh every time I watch them. So Tiffany Haddish and Aerie Spears accused of making minors perform inappropriate sexual acts on camera. This is crazy. I don't know why Maddie's laughing.
Wow.
So Tiffany Haddish and Aerie Spears are being sued by a woman who alleges that the two comedians forced her and her brother separately to perform inappropriate sexually suggestive acts on camera for sketches when the siblings were underage. So in a Jane Doe lawsuit filed Tuesday in Los Angeles Superior Court and obtained by EW, a 22-year-old woman accuses Haddish, Girls Trip, and Spears Mad TV of intentionally inflicting of emotional distress, gross negligence, sexual battery, sexual harassment, and sexual abuse of a minor. Haddish is also accused of negligent supervision, failure to warn, breach of fiduciary duty, and constructive fraud. This is crazy.
That's crazy because when you do a sketch or a movie, okay, growing up in the film industry, one thing that I learned is that you have to have clearance from the parents for anything. So my two questions are, was there something signed by one of the parents that allowed this particular thing to happen? And why didn't you just choose actors or actresses that look like they're minors but they're actually adults? Because there are some people that actually look like they're minors but they're actually adults. Why would you even think of, you know what, I'm gonna have a minor do this? Because it can come back at you. Maybe they were not they were uncomfortable, and even if their parents signed that it was okay, but these are still individual minors that may have not felt comfortable. Because sometimes, I'm sorry, I've seen it, you know, when you watch Toddlers and Tiaras, parents will push their kids to do
stuff and they're
not comfortable. So good for these. If this is what really happened, good for them for standing up for themselves. And if Tiffany and what's the Aries?
Tiffany and Aries.
Oh, my Lord. They going to get it because she's been getting it lately.
Boy.
Getting drunk and falling all over the place in public. Girl,
get it together. That newfound celebrity, boy, could be a burden. It could be a curse sometimes. Let's switch gears to local news. Montreal police create a new squad to take aim at gun violence. I thought we had a squad for this already.
Yeah. More money.
Lab was like, yep, another squad.
Another one.
In a bid to reduce gun violence in Montreal, police are establishing a new squad to take aim at criminal gangs engaged in armed violence across the city. So the 68-member unit, dubbed the Arrest Squad. Yeah, I must say, man, we got to get a little bit better at naming things in Quebec. I understand black people only 10%, but y'all could definitely use our input in the naming of things.
Arrest Squad.
Yeah, the Arrest Squad will work on the ground in a bid to disrupt the activities of criminal groups, gathering intelligence, and intervening directly with gang members. So what do they think is happening in Montreal? Like, is some intricate Al-Qaeda web? Like, what's going on? Like, dude, we're going to gather intelligence. It's man's on the block, fam. Like, so the force says it wants to improve citizens' sense of security with a number of shootings over the summer. How about you guys get better sensitized with the public that you're supposed to protect?
Exactly.
Like, let's start there. So the officers will be able to use their knowledge in the field and their investigative and intelligent expertise, Montreal police said in a news release. So last week, two men were known to police were fatally shot in midday shootings in Montreal. So that's what they're trying to do. Switching gears, man, I'm so proud of our city, not for that, but for this what's coming up. So Montreal researchers discover a rare extrasolar water world.
Amazing.
Boy, y'all thought we was going to Mars. We got a new one, Sales. They found a planet with some water. Beer water, fam.
Yeah.
They found the planet with beer water. Oh, man. Yo, the rich people, yo, I can hear them. They already paid for tickets that you don't even know were available. So a team of researchers led by the Montreal PhD student has discovered a planet outside our solar system that has the potential to harbor life and that they believe is covered entirely by water.
Wow.
Oh, I love me some water. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's drinkable, Lambo.
I hope so.
So the Ixo planet is called TO1-1452. We need to start naming them things a little bit better, too. And it orbits two stars in the not-so-far Draco constellation. I didn't know we had a Draco constellation. About 100 light years from Earth. How long? Like, they need to talk in, like, regular people terms. Mm. How long to get there? That's all. Yeah. Don't give me light years. Yeah, how long how to get long? There? So NASA's Test Space Telescope, which regularly surveys the sky for potential faraway planets, first signaled the floating rock, but it was Charles Cadieux from the Université de Montréal and his team who confirmed the planet's size and radius. It took them more than 50 hours to verify that they were looking. What they were looking at was a planet about five times the size of Earth. Oh, wow. Boy. Okay. Let me do a little mathematics a little bit.
Yeah.
So now for about 7 to 8 billion on the planet, we're overpopulated. Mm-hmm. And this place is about five times as big as here. And they have water. So if it has water, it's fair to think that there's a little bit of oxygen there. So yeah, we kind of breathe. Listen, man, we might have the super planet.
There
we,
you go.
We might be going to this planet in the Draco constellation. So now, Lambo, are you excited to go? So are you picking Mars or are you picking this new planet? We'll call it Planet T. TO1-1452.
As long as it's hot there, that's where I'm going.
So further observation confirmed that even though this planet is much larger than Earth, it's far less dense, suggesting water can make up a decent proportion of its mass. I don't know what that means. Does that mean there's less land?
Yeah, there's less land mass and there's more liquid mass. Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be traveling through space bringing Earth to Earth?
That's what it seems like.
It's looking really good. Listen, I know you're excited. I never pegged you really as a sport person, but Montreal's new women's hockey team has a name. It's called The Force. Once again, horrible name.
Horrible.
That should be the team of the show. Hove didn't do this. So the team will be based in Verdun and plays its inaugural season, his inaugural game throughout Quebec over them side. So the Force becomes the 7th team in the PHF. I even know there's a whole league for women in hockey. I love some hockey.
Yeah. Like, shout out to Bishop's University because there's a whole women's hockey team in Bishop's University.
Oh, we like that.
Yeah.
Good news, I want to let everybody know. Theaters across Canada are celebrating National Cinema Day, and you can watch movies for just $3. Hmm. So Labor Day weekend is coming up quickly, and if you're looking for something to do, catching a movie at your local cinema is a great option. I already got my ticket, so on September 3rd, 2022, movie theaters across the country will be celebrating National Cinema Day by selling tickets for the low, low price of only $3 plus tax. It's not often you get a deal like that. I think it's a good look, man. Mm-hmm. When we come back, Lamba's going to do a new segment, Fall Fashion.
Yes.
Let's see what's going on. I heard some new colors in play. Heard some new vibes in play. Mm-hmm. Keep it locked. After 8 o'clock, we have a Woosa giveaway. Things are on the table. This is the Hove Did episode. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. We own Fridays. Make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend. DJ Matty, you know how we do things, man. Let's play some more new music.
It's about to get real in here.
Nobody's this high necessarily. They sell me these drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
We love this.
I'm just dancing with Bella. I'm gonna get a fever. There's nothing I can see.
This one I'm legal, handling shit illegal. It was a 9 out of press, so it's coming out flat. Looking like a P2. My young boy's been ending at the city. Fan IMGs like G. Me, I'm just looking at this top floor penthouse, wrist so wet, it's looking like a sea view. 100 days in a bando, couldn't get a Wi-Fi, couldn't get a Freeview. Deja vu in a Rex, I was trying to make a lot like William Regal. Come a long way from Eagle, it was induction, I was on T4. It's still PTSD when I hear that Nino. I can't believe I could afford the coronavirus. Kilo, up boys can't put a hand on lead to a thousand buying, I'll spend this whole recoup. I was bent earth under a lalu, something got filled up with shells like seafood. Then dropped like a preview. How old now, still buying up wax. Bought more stars than a Google review. Can't believe I got a screen free clap, it was live on cams on a bunch of beetroot. Bro, have you ever been brass? Had the Connie on fours on white like the Beatles. Then managed like Steve Bruce. It's been 5 years since I got recalled, and still I ain't sleeping peaceful. Yo, I see man on a wing smoking Mamba. Throwback. I just had to come home and get my wrist rolls like I'm a probation. Act like the boys on map. A long time I ain't shot somebody on camera. I see niggas tryna rap and then the same breath said they ain't no rapper. They said I'm legal, handling shit illegal. It was a nine of the press, so it's coming out flat, looking like a P2. My young boy's been in and out the city.
DJ
MD's that like G. Man,
DJ,
I'm just looking at the stock in penthouse.
DJ Khaled with them straps. I got another one. DJ Khaled, 100 racks. I made another one.
Yes, much on my seat. Coming off that new DJ Khaled. Oh, boy, God did. You know how we do things. DJ Man in the ones and twos. Lambo's in the building. The doors only go up. It's Lamborghini season. Billboard. You know how we doing things. Let's go. Oh, we're going to play the other verses now? Dotson and Ross. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Yeah, yeah. Time spinning. Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer, divide niggas. Wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. DJ Khaled. Pull up in that two-tone, got me feeling like a Jetson. Let it off my sneaky link, let's shred it like my best friend. Top a bag on her, I'm a sponsor, she my investment. She not the only one without no questions, no questions. She don't want me with nobody else. She just want me all to herself. She don't share with nobody else. Keep going.
Grateful for the shit I got, cause I come from a hard life. Demons on my mental, so some shit I wanna archive. Friends looking out, trying to bring a nigga down. Just thinking about the possibility.
I tell you guys already, after 8 o'clock, man, Shantae in the building. Major artist. I need all the down south stories from her. And we might play a couple games with her, you know. You wanna know a little bit more? Get a little mixies. The more detail, keep it locked. We on Fridays. The Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Weezy, Lambo, every Friday. Oh, boy. Oh, DJ Maddie. We're going to get a little mixy this Friday. You know how we're doing things. Much of my city. Make sure you tell a friend, tell a friend. You can catch us live on YouTube, on Facebook, Detour 514 after 8 o'clock. Woosah giveaway. Eco-sustainable swimwear fashion. I need my shorts very short. Mr. Cool, I see you. Shout out to all my delivery guys out there. You know how we're doing things. It's the more Detour. DJ Maddie, let's go.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
We all cast, last. Now everybody go to our breakfast.
Shayo.
They said I talked too much over the beat last week. They said they wanted to hear Trey Lamont. I told them it's in regular rotation, Lambo. Let me go.
Nothing to discuss, cause I think we're like default. Go power for the result, nothing to discuss, cause I think we're like default. Go power for the result, nothing to discuss, cause I think we're like default. And without any doubt, I'm a me happy adult. I know go feed the girl is out. I'm a mind that's you the talk. I put my life into my job and I know I'm in trouble. She manipulate my love. I need people,
DJ Maddie in the trap, y'all knows where we at. Try and make these racks, yeah, try and make a bag. If we do a dance, yeah, gotta do it fast. It's money on the way, girl, I gotta do the thing. It's Trey Lamont. Enough of that boy can't style like me. DJ Maddie in the trap, y'all knows where we at. Try and make these racks, yeah, try and make a bag. If we do a dance, yeah, gotta do it fast. It's money on the way, girl, I gotta do the dash. Busting down something, no, I gotta keep the gas. Got it in the club, I had to put it in the fly. I see two eyes on me, so I'm moving to her ass. Ain't gon' lie, girl, I'm so careless like the cat. I want you now, you think I'm out here doing bad. You like this melody, ain't never going flat. And I heard that shit you said about your man. Baby, let me spin the block and take your hand.
I got to say bye-bye, oh, bye-bye, oh, to the love of my life, my eye, oh, don't cry, oh. I need keep on and shy, 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 oh. Shy, oh.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Join us for this year's edition of Shoney Market, winner of the Time Out's Best New Event Award for 2021. Shoney Market is a parade of 200 corgis, flavors from around the world, with over $3,000 in student giveaways from Desjardins, and incredible artists like High Classified, Perio Millennial, and Mansa and Friends. To learn more about the programming, participating restaurants, and contests, head to Instagram at ShoneyMCL. That's ShoneyMTL. Shoney Market, the taste of downtown, from September 8th to 11th between the Guy Concordia and Atwater Metro stations.
Youth in Motion presents the Little Burgundy Festival. Come and join the fun with activities for children, prizes to win, a diversity game, and delicious and tasty foods for all to discover. The 37th Little Burgundy Festival takes place on Saturday, September 10th at Vinay Park from 12 until 9 p.m. More than 40 artists will take the stage with headliners Jakarta, Maytone, Robin, Melo G, all backed by the Uprising Band. Also, the People's Gospel Choir of Montreal and Algerian singer Amar Hamel. Sensational dance from Kabylie, Tafasut, Un Afro Dance, and B-Boy MTL Crew, and much, much more. That's Saturday, September 10th at Vinay Park in Little Burgundy. Noon to 9 p.m. You done know it's a CKUT Co. presentation.
MTL versus racism.
Montreal versus racism.
MTL versus racism.
A concert united against racism and discrimination.
Un concert uni contre racisme et la discrimination.
Saturday, the 10th of September, 6 to 10 p.m. in Girouard Park.
Samedi, le 10 septembre, 18h à 22h, à Parc Girouard, Indigé.
Avec des performances de
Jonathan Emile.
Shawit.
Maritza.
Remy Picasso.
Paul Carniello.
DJ Lady Oracle.
Collecte de fonds pour Résilience Montréal.
Raising money for Resilience Montreal.
Tout le monde et tous les âges sont bienvenus.
Everybody is welcome.
This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana. It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Morning Detour Show. It's your co-host, Lambo, alongside with Wheezy Moonchaser. Now we're going to do a little bit of fashion trends. This is going to be the new thing because, you know, your girl is a fashion designer now, dubbed by New York Fashion Week as a new upcoming fashion designer. It was in the article, so I'm just saying.
Talk your things, right? Listen, man, I love how you stay on brand, man. You have to know what you're coming in and what you're selling.
That's right.
I love it, man.
So we're going to talk about fashion because, listen, the colors that are coming out this year, even the new colors I'm dropping for fall, you know, I have to let people know, first of all, with WUSA, it's not just swimwear. You can actually wear, and women will appreciate this, you can wear my swimwear as a bodysuit. Oh, because the fat, you see,
I love that,
the fabric is very different.
You wouldn't want to turn everything into a bodysuit.
That's right.
I just hate that it unclips at the bottom.
But these ones don't.
I would rather clip on the side, me personally, but I'm not a fashion designer.
Like that. They will not unclip like that. Don't worry about it. But we're going to talk about the fashion trends and the colors, and this is something that I'm loving because usually we see these colors in the summer. And the fall colors that are coming out, we have the Pantone colors. We have Lava Falls, which is a bright red color.
What the hell is Pantone? Like, hold on. I'm a regular street dude. You got to talk to me like you know somebody. And also, to join us early, we have amazing recording artist Shantae Vertrees is here with us.
Good morning.
You are the purple queen. I feel purple is such a soft color. I feel, semi-filled, but melted cheese. I just love it's greasy in my lip. I just love how it is, man. I feel nice about your purple.
Thank you.
Okay, Mashan, so you can join us on this fashion thing, and then we'll play some music and do the interview. Yes. So what the hell is Pantone? Is it
Pantone
brown?
Pantone colors are... Okay, so basically, I have the Pantone books at home to look through, you know, because every year when you look at Fashion Week and you look at the runways, as you know, there is specific colors, and you have to stay on brand with the colors. I go a little off, which is what I did for New York Fashion Week in February. I decided to just add in some extra colors, which paid off. But that's where you find out what the trends are, okay? So this season trends, which I have them because I made sure to put on my phone this morning just in case. So we do have the bright yellow. So it's a cheerful Samoan yellow. So it's very bright yellow. We have orange tiger, which is a bright orange. We have the bright rose color, which is kind of like a fuchsia. What I do love, we have this Amazonian green, and I love green. We have the green.
It's kind of like this right here.
Yeah, it's like a jewel tone. It looks like an emerald green.
Oh, I like that.
We also, what's really special, because we don't see those colors in the fall or winter, but what's special is going back to the baby blues. We're going back to the light fuchsias, the pastel colors, the pastel pinks. But what I also love is we're going into the cafe caramel browns, and we're going into this kind of a color that's like a midnight blue. So it's not really it's not black, but it falls in the tone of black and blue, like kind of a charcoal mix. Where you're gonna love is the white, and the off-white is coming in. Weekly.
Yeah, listen, I want to wear white all the time. Like, who created this rule that we can't wear white after Labor Day?
I wear
now.
It.
Now what? I think the biggest transgression is not wearing white after Labor Day. I think the biggest transgression is people that wear white and they're messy people. Like, if you're a clumsy person and you like to stain yourself a lot, there's nothing worse than wearing white and you have a stain.
I don't wear white.
So you need the backup. So you need the backup.
Breathe on it wrong and there's something on it.
No, you need the backup shirt, Sandy. Because any interview I do off-road, like outside of the base of DJ Kicks, I'm bringing extra shirts.
Yeah.
I did an interview with Lambo with Young Chow and Noah Power. Great guys, international DJs.
Yeah.
And I'm sweating through the thing. Now I'm thinking to myself, yo, they don't think I'm the sweaty dude. They don't think I'm not using the proper deodorant, which I am. It was just really hot at function. We had the fan behind me. I'm bringing an extra shirt because at all times I want to be in the driest of shirts.
Absolutely.
I want to be able to wear white. I think anybody that wears white and they stain their shirt, you should go home. You shouldn't go home. You should. The minute you stain your white, you should go home.
It's hard for women.
Why can't they make stainless white? You're a clothing designer. Why isn't there stainless white? Would it be more plasticky? Yeah, I used to hate that white polo in high school. Huh?
I'm just saying.
I can't even chat you up in the hallway, Lambo. Once the polo got dirty, it's like, you knew it. I didn't know what. The minute your polo in high school got dirty, I wear your... Yeah,
it's a wrap. I wear white, but it's hard for women because of our makeup and hair products and everything.
But don't you guys spend that outrageous amount of money at Sephora for the non-stained makeup thingy?
We do. Yeah. I do. I buy that, but it still transfers.
It still transfers?
Yeah.
So it's a lie.
Lipstick, maybe not so much.
Not so much, but the foundation?
Foundation that doesn't transfer.
I buy foundation that says it doesn't transfer. And next thing you know, I put on something white and I put a shower cap over my face to get it over my head.
So what you guys are saying, so what I'm hearing now is that we have a class action suit against the makeup.
No,
that's what I'm hearing. For false advertisement.
That's right.
I don't know what's going on. Why can't everything just be nude color? Hey, what's up, doggy? I love the color
nude
on women.
See, I'm wearing nude. I love nude.
I think melanin women should only wear nude.
Yes, I agree.
And for all you irresponsible people out there, I'm not saying nude naked. Where y'all come from, me boy? Nude is the color palette thing. You know what I mean?
It looks like your skin tone.
Yeah.
Where you looks like you're a little naked.
Let me ask what you ladies said. Do you guys feel that men are still, especially black men, do you think that we're still afraid of wearing colors? I love me some colors.
Yeah.
Listen, Let's do this game. I'm not talking about my African brothers, because we know y'all love the rainbow. You know, some of you Haitian guys, see y'all coming around. If Zara puts it in there, the Haitian dudes will get it. I ain't going to hold you. If Zara puts it in, they'll get it. But a lot of guys are free of color. Like, listen, I love my short shorts, my pink short shorts. Love me some color.
You're good with color.
Yeah, but only, but I feel you can wear brighter color when you're a certain level of pretty.
That's true.
Okay, for example, not everybody could wear the red leather pants. If you're not somebody, you can't wear it. I'm not going, I'm just going to pull out the red leather pants on a Tuesday. You know what I mean? But I just want to know, do you women view that as well? Like, when you guys look at men, do you guys want a man that wears more color? Because us guys want to know. Let the guys know. Do you guys need a little more man? Yeah. I want to wear black all day. Black and gray is my shit. But listen, man, boy, look good in some blue, boy.
I look at my husband. I look at him. I'm like, why aren't you wearing more color? So I'll go. I'll shop. I'll get the shirts, and I'm like, okay, we need some color because you just wear black or white. Yeah. You're not even wearing color.
Don't stay
in
the white.
You know, which he's good at. He normally doesn't. But I'm like, it'd be nice, especially with the fashion trends that are coming out. You know, it's already gloomy and it's depressing in the winter and the fall. Yeah. We need to see the bright colors. So the fact that Pantone has all these beautiful colors for the fashion trends, what we're going to be seeing on the runway for New York Fashion Week, which is right around the corner in September, which people have been asking, I'm not doing this year. I'm focused on my brand. I will do it next year in February. So, I want to see more color, men and women. I want to see that color popping.
Yes, color. Someone asked you here about, so now we're coming off the colors here. Someone asked you guys too, I feel like it's so tough being a woman because you guys really have to find out, what style you guys want to do. Mm-hmm. Then it's the hair. Then it's the makeup. Then it's the shoes. Then it's the purse. Then, then I don't even know what pad you're going to use at this point. I used to work. I used to work in a pharmacy as a receptionist. And it's like, you guys have, 200 different kinds of pads. Yes, the mm-hmm. level of choices a woman have to do. Yep. But aside from that, you guys have to stay on top of the current trends.
I mean, I don't follow trends personally. I just mm-hmm. do whatever I want to do and whatever looks good on me. You know, I may see something like a piece or something or a bag, and I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. But I just do what works for me. And people are always like, dang, your style is so dope. Yeah. And I don't look at magazines. I don't follow trends like that.
I feel you have the Asian touch. And this is what the Asian touch is.
Interesting.
I feel,
Japanese touch?
Cool. This is what we do here. I've been watching stuff. It's like when I look at Outkast, it's like if you're gonna go there, you have to go all the way. Yep. You can't be like, I'm gonna try some things.
Right.
If you're gonna be the type of person like, listen, I don't care what people think, but whatever I want, you have to go all the way.
Facts.
You can't go have a. Now, me, for example, I have one of my friends. He's not a heterosexual, but I'm very jealous of him because he could wear the bodysuit. I saw him one time with a bodysuit leotard with a skinny jeans. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't wear that. but I appreciate his bravery. And I like the way it looked on him, right? Mm-hmm. But I was like, if you're gonna be a fashion person, you're gonna be out the box, you gotta go all the way. You can't go halfway.
Well, even myself, when I go to events and I go to things, I don't follow trends either. I follow the trends to a point just for fashion when people are looking for something for colors.
Yeah.
But I go like what I did in Fashion Week. I went completely off. The colors, first of all, I did summer collection when it was fall and winter collection.